Hi, this is Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN, Windows 8 edition. Today, we have a pillar of the industry on our show, a gentleman who's been on this show many times, Richard Campbell. Richard, thanks for coming.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Happy to be here.
So normally, we're on other sides
of my job.
The chair. Right. And most people, you know, see you doing the interviews.
Right.
Your podcasts are famous. Your video interviews are famous.
And you know we've been focusing on tablets now. We have a dedicated show just to tablets called The Tablet Show.
And being that said, most people don't know you have a real job.
Yeah, when I'm not got a microphone in my hand, I'm still do consulting, mostly large enterprise architecture and infrastructure and designing systems, a lot of business work process where you're engineering, that kind of thing.
So Windows 8 brings a particularly interesting opportunity and challenge into an enterprise type consulting gig or project that you would do. Would you mind elaborating on that?
Well, there's two pieces that hit me the hardest. The first is, I spend part of my life as an IT guy, right? I work with the IT folks most of the time. And there's this whole bring your own device to work thing that's been going on.
A little terrifying, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's tough.
If you're on the IT side.
When you're the director of IT and your CTO, your boss shows up and says, hey, see this thing? I'll be using this thing. Just make it work.
Right.
That's kind of hard on you. And exactly, that I keep waiting for that disaster that some executive's going to load the wrong thing on their tablet. We can't administer that device, and it's going to get out of control. And this is the thing that's happened with the excitement about Win 8, especially Win 8 Pro, is that may be a tablet, but it's a full member of the domain. It's exactly like every other machine I've got, except it's got that a massive portability.
Managed through System Center, lives in Active Directory, lives on the domain.
Exactly.
It's a real device as opposed to...
I can wipe it, I can check it, I can put in the... use the rights management tools that we've got now inside of the Windows suite. Like, those make a huge difference to really knowing I've secured data properly. But that's only one piece of the equation. You know, I need to please my IT guys. If they're happy and productive and maintaining the service level agreements and level of security we've got, that's a great thing. So now when they come at me with any other device, I go, like, no, this is the one you want. This is the one we can administer. Now I can issue the gear that people need to get things done. But the really profound thing about a tablet is getting away from keyboard and mouse. You know, for if you think about how much in the past 30 years we've designed our workspaces around a keyboard and mouse and a horizontal screen. We've shaped our whole business around that. We've created our workflows around that. Our business is molded on that. The cubicle didn't exist before we had those
computers,
elements.
Right.
It didn't, the cubicle doesn't do anything. You take the computer out of it.
Right.
It's this basic mindset of, I need to bring the work to the machine. And now that we have the machine able to go anywhere and do anything we need to do, with all that power and capability, we take the machine to the work. Even a laptop doesn't work like that. A laptop's just a simulation of a desktop machine that we can sort of use in certain scenarios. But a tablet really speaks to that form completely. And it starts to address certain kinds of workflows in the enterprise we've never done well. And the big one is collaboration. It is incredibly hard to collaborate with people. Most collaboration is fake in the sense that we're both working on the same thing, but each of us only works one at a time. I do stuff on my desktop, post it up to SharePoint or wherever I put it.
First in, first out.
Now it's your turn. You do your thing, back and forth. But imagine the two of us, tablet to tablet, actually interacting well there. The software is still growing, but we now have the right device to really start down that path of changing work fundamentally.
Changing the way we work, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, with the NFC chip and Windows 8, just bumping computers.
Just that idea that the physical behavior, the motion of a machine actually is an input, right, is part of that process. You know, as soon as we sit down in an environment like this, we had a table here, we put up our laptops, screens, we're not in the meeting anymore. We have a screen in front of us. Right, and that fundamentally separates us from the work. If I've got six people sitting around a table, one guy's got his machine up, he's not there. He's somewhere else. But if we have tablets and we can lay them down, it changes the way people communicate. So the machine has a different role in the way that collaboration's done. And I think that's very fundamental, and it's something we're really struggling with, too. And we're finally being provided the devices that can make the difference, that can comply with the rules we need to work in the business we have today, but open the door to what that new work environment looks like. How do we change the cubicle? How do we change the workspace entirely? When we get away from those constructs, when they're not our primary means of working, they're still there. There's still times you need it. You know, I'm getting really good at using Win 8. We're never touching the mouse. All the shortcut keys, all the screen flipping, like all of a sudden, it's like, what do we need the mouse for anymore?
Right.
And that, it's almost like a throwback to the 90s in some ways, because the speed at which I do things suddenly jumps up again. So even when I'm using the keyboard in conjunction with the tablet, I'm working effectively. But that idea that I take the machine to the work, now I change the way I interact with that work.
Yeah, it certainly is exciting times, isn't it? It really provides an opportunity that, like you said, in the 90s, when they gave us that mouse thing, mm-hmm. and we're all like, oh, what's that? You know, uncomfortable.
Well, we got to this concept of discoverability interface, different ways of learning things, different ways of interacting things. Windows made no sense until there was a mouse. In Windows 8...
My point, yes.
Yeah, Windows 8, suddenly we're talking about... You know, the downside to the mouse and the old window approach is that the screen is the limit of the workspace. You never take the mouse off. The mouse stops at the edge of the screen. As soon as you're in Windows 8, the screen is a portal into an enormous workspace.
Yeah.
You see off the side. You slide along. Things come from off the screen and into that viewpoint you need at that time. That's a really fundamental paradigm.
A paradigm of productivity, so to speak, I've heard been said, yeah.
Now, if I start thinking about an ERP system, and these are things I have to live with right now, and I start, and then you look at this new Windows interface, those active tiles now become elements of the ERP. They are an automatic dashboard to what do I need to do next. They're right there going, you haven't looked at AR lately. I've got some concerns.
Right.
You know, you haven't checked in on inventory. Like, they're right there. They're basically giving me a workflow. Wherever I am, doesn't really matter.
Oh, man, I could talk to you for hours. Totally interesting, totally exciting. Hey, give us one call to action or go-to. Give our audience something to run away with.
As soon as you recognize that we're hitting a major milestone in the way computing is going to work in the enterprise, you see this as a massive opportunity. The same transformation that we had with Windows, where it came out of the accountant's office and went into every single desk in the enterprise. You couldn't do your work without it. We got another one of those. This is an opportunity for us to stop just being developers and start being engineers of business, that we can start thinking differently about the way enterprises do their work, faster, more efficiently, much more naturally. Bringing the computing device to the work means less time, quicker interactions, better collaboration. That's the call.
Exciting times, exciting times. Hey, Richard, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir.
And thank you guys for watching.